Dominion assumed control of the Kewaunee plant 2 years ago. Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says dollars to Governor Doyle's campaign fund from the former owners of the Kewaunee nuke did not influence the Public Service Commission to change its mind and allow the sale. Citizens Utility Board Executive Director Charlie Higley says he's glad to hear no wrongdoing was found. But Higley says Dominion has had too many problems running Kewaunee.
Before Dominion took over ownership, there were some issues with the way the Kewaunee plant was operated, but some of those issues have continued, and in fact, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission issued a notice of violation to Dominion for the way it's been operating the Kewaunee plant.
The violation announced in April concerned a diesel generator that was leaking fuel, a situation labeled substantially significant. Dominion spokesman Mark Kanz declined to comment about Cub's concerns. But Nuclear Regulatory Commission spokesman Jan Strasma says Dominion is trying to make the plant better.
I guess our long-term view is that the plant continues to operate safely. They're making improvements over time, and that we would expect that will continue to improve performance in the future.
The Citizens Utility Board concedes the NRC isn't about to allow the Kewaunee plant to go haywire. But Cub says state oversight over the plant pretty much disappeared after the PSC reversed itself and let the plant be sold. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.